Eric Semmel from Tab Computers. Again, Computer Talk with Tab every Saturday here, 9 to 11 on WTIC. Let's get to Tech Tuesday.
Yeah.
Microsoft turns 50.
They did.
I really kind of enjoyed, there's a piece that you brought to my attention that celebrated some of their biggest flops. Some of the stuff I had never heard of.
Yeah.
And I didn't pay attention to Microsoft in the 90s, really. I just wrote papers on their stuff. I didn't know. I think of the Zune is obviously one of them.
Yeah, it's a big one. The first MP3 player.
They did phones. They did VR. They did virtual assistant stuff.
Tablets.
What was your favorite flop?
My favorite flop, I think, is the Windows phone, right? I mean, imagine where we would be if we had a Microsoft Windows phone. It wouldn't work, right? It would be blue screening to death. I mean, it would be a very unreliable device considering the operating system on the PCs.
Did it not work? Did it?
It was not very stable, and Android came right in and ate their lunch, and Apple already had their thing. So the operating system with Microsoft is, again, one that is a problem. We just talked about them changing the blue screen of death to the black screen of death. I mean, that's what they're working on. So the phone itself didn't do very well because people were like, wait a minute, my PC is not solid.
Why is the company so successful then if you poo-poo their main product?
Monopoly.
What?
They're a monopoly. There was no other options out there. They gave it away. When I was coming up, we were looking at OS 2 Warp. It's an IBM product. We were doing Novell servers. Completely different than Microsoft. Microsoft gave it away. And then once you give it away, there's your competition. Look what's going to happen with Google and with all the kids using G Suite. They're not using Microsoft 365 because they gave it away.
So is the point that long-term Google's got a better play here?
Oh, I think so. I think Android and Google is going to be the player eventually. That's just me, only because I know my phone doesn't blue screen all the time. It works. Just like if you're an Apple phone, it generally works. So yeah, they had a bunch of flops. It is kind of a fun read. We'll have a link on the show about this type of stuff. It's kind of neat to go back. They were ahead of the time, ahead of the curve, but they had such issues with Windows 98, 95, all these different flavors of operating system that never came out on time, were buggy and have problems. So you're not going to exude confidence in consumers to go buy your phone if you can't get your Windows operating system to be more stable.
Would you qualify yourself as like an anti-Microsoft person?
I'm not anti. I live in the real world, right? I mean, I just happen to live in the real world, and my job is to help our customers survive Microsoft and run their products so they can run and make their widgets and their businesses. And if Microsoft is getting in the way all the time, you could upgrade your machine to Windows 11 because Microsoft said so. You're going to, some companies, $50,000, $100,000 of replacement machines just because Microsoft wants to give you a new version. Right. Does that sound very, if you're a business, would you rather invest in the machine shop that actually makes the parts, or do you want to invest in the back office that builds them? I would want to make more parts. Microsoft says no, you must upgrade.
So we're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers here on Brian and Company. You can listen to Eric again on Saturdays, 9 to 11 on Computer Talk with Tab. So you mentioned how kids are using Google Docs more than Microsoft 365.
Right.
But it seems like their AI product is doing pretty well, though.
Well, that's their hope, right?
So it's called Copilot?
Copilot, right. Microsoft has an AI product they're trying to build into 365, and they're hoping that's the product. Now, there's so many competing products. Gemini out there by Google. You've got OpenAI. You've got so many. You had a guest on from a school that I was listening to using AI and what they do.
Tim Quinn from Porter's. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a great discussion about the use of AI. So did he bring up Copilot? I didn't hear him mention it once. So again, are we going to find Microsoft is behind the eight ball again, delayed here with Copilot? We had a story recently where they actually uninstalled Copilot during an update of their software.
Yeah, by accident. That's right.
That's who we're dealing with. So maybe they're going to be better, maybe they're not. But as far as I'm concerned, there's so many competing products out there. And if you're already using the G Suite as a young person, learning a new version of Word or Excel is going to be something you're not going to want to do.
We know how you feel about AI, but I mean, is there a separation? I mean, if you don't think Copilot stands out necessarily, you still have to engage. So
yeah.
ChatGPT is still...
Yeah, that's what I play around with.
I mean, they're the Q-tip and the Coke of the product, right?
Yeah, definitely. They're getting there. All this is getting there, Brian, and lots of folks are using it. There's some hesitancy. There's another story we have here about the hesitancy, right? 57% of all AI experts say they have a somewhat positive impact, that AI is going to have a somewhat positive impact on the U.S. over the next 20 years compared to 17% of the general public.
Well, so it seems like the breakdown really is that companies, they say they love it and embrace it, and people, it's individuals who are the skeptics.
Right. Well, they're worried about their own jobs. They're worried about the efficacy. They're worried about all sorts of things. The unknowns, right? We're humans. We're like, what is this thing going to do? Is it going to replace me? Is it going to make me obsolete? I would contend it's not. It's got a long way to go. I know how the sausage is made. And again, you can't even trust the output sometime. You have to reconfirm if the output is not fake or it's hallucinated, right? So there's lots of things it can do. But it can have it write your term paper for you. It can punch up your resume for you. It can do a lot of things really quickly. But did it do a good job? I don't know.
How do your kids use it? Do you know? Do you ever have those conversations?
Oh, my son works for a large insurance company. He's using it for things. My other son was using it through his whole career to get, you know, through school at UConn. They all use it. My youngest is too. So they all use it for all sorts of different reasons. They help people, like when my youngest is a recruiter, he'll help a candidate punch up their resume, right? You just ingest it and punch it right back out again. It does it all for you. You know, that kind of stuff saves him a lot of time from having to rewrite a resume. Just give me your resume. I'll have AI punch it up.
Why am I so like not wanting to do it at all?
You don't have a use case for it in what you're
doing.
But
then others will come back at me and say, "Well, you think you don't, but you do."
You have to come up with a use case, Brian. You know, I don't. My wife and I don't cook really well, so I'm sure we could ask AI to help us put together a recipe or something. Whatever your use case is, you can implement and you can prompt items like software like ChatGPT to actually give you some great output or not. It all depends on your prompt, how you ask it, what you ask for, what you want your outcome to be. And you have to hope it's coming up with some good answers.
Eric Semmel, Tab Computer. Again, Computer Talk with Tab, Saturdays, 9 to 11, right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. Tax season is...
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah, be ready.
And, I mean... I don't know. I feel like, again, Morgan was just talking about a scammer who actually literally delivered gold bars to pay somebody off, which sounds like the dumbest thing ever. But are people falling for tax attacks?
They are. So please beware of any kind of email you're getting. Microsoft has got some warnings. There's a lot of phishing campaigns that are out there. They're going to leverage tax-related themes like they do with any of these phishing scams. They're always going to use what's going on in the world to actually try to trick you. You could probably now have stock market things going on. Hey, you know, the stock market's crashing. You should do this or you should look at that. There's always going to be these types of phishing schemes that occur when a thing is occurring in the world. And right now it's tax time. So be careful. Do not, when you get any kind of email from any company that's saying they're trying to help you, be like me, a cynic. Assume they're not. Reach out to the company yourself by finding the number, not receiving it from the email, because that's usually the trick.
I had a really credible one the other day, and it gave a phone number, and I was going to call it.
Yeah, don't do it.
And then I just deleted it. I was like, if they call it, it could be they call you, that could be false too. So like, I don't know what the best way to... Because you want to speak to them in person, right?
Right? You have to initiate, Brian. Whenever somebody else is initiating to you, assume it's a scam.
But if they say, call this number...
Assume it's a scam. Because the number they're giving you is going to be the call center in India. That's
so say company X says, call us here, then you just look up the number for company X and see if it matches.
Correct. However, if you use AI might find that it's either a scam. They'll even tell you, is this a scam? That's a great use case for AI for you, Brian. Put it into AI. Is this a scam? And if it is, AI should tell you, yes, we have seen these numbers used in scams. There's a use case for it.
Okay. Okay, to check if I'm being scammed.
Yeah.
And you type the prompt into ChatGPT.
Exactly.
Okay. Anything else before we say goodbye?
No, well, just be careful with Windows 10. You're going to have to upgrade your machine by October or Microsoft's not going to
update anymore. Will explode.
That's not going to happen.
Just you, that and your real ID. You don't upgrade, don't have your real ID, you're done.
No
you're out.
No plane for you. Yeah, it's crazy.
Thanks as always. Eric Semmel from Tab Computers.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.